N2PJG. If I go directly from home, probably about 15 minutes or so, leave at the right time, 15, 20 minutes. And I stop, I go a little bit north out of my way to go to Dunkin' Donuts. Usually, sometimes I make my iced coffee at home, but the last couple of weeks I've been on the Dunkin' kick. So that adds like 10 minutes between the drive up there and the drive-through. So the whole travel from leaving my door to work is usually about 30, 35 minutes if I stop for something. No, not too bad. I've just moved to where I am now a couple of months ago. I did have about a 40, 45-minute commute each way. I used to actually, going home used to be about an hour. So I'm liking the shorter commute.
Yeah, roger, roger. A lot less traffic to deal with. Interesting. Interesting. Okay, well, PJ, I'm going to see if there's any other radio stations that want to come on and say good morning. So I'm going to stand by for a minute. Any other station in Suffolk County, Long Island, New York, go ahead. KG5FRQ for ID. So how long is the track to work from your home QTH? Is it an hour long, 30 minutes long? How long is it?
I hear you, man. Yeah, it'd be nice for you to come and visit. New York City is a great place to explore a little bit. I can never live there. Too crazy for me, but I do enjoy. Once in a while, I take the train into Manhattan, just get lost for the day, wander around, and have some food and check out the scenes. Very lively place. Yeah, it's quite an experience if you've never been.
Yeah, roger, roger. Wow. I didn't even know that. That's kind of neat. Yeah, that's kind of cool. Never thought of it that way. I've never been in NYC. I've never been up that way before. Before I get too old, I want to take a long trip up to NYC and check it all out. You know, pay a visit to Long Island, New York, and all of that. But yeah, there's some other places I want to stop off in and visit and hang out in and everything. Yeah, I copy that. So how big forgive me, man. I apologize. How big and long is Long Island? I know it's off of, I know it's around New York City, but I don't know exactly where at.
Yeah, you know, I couldn't tell you the exact mileage. I probably should know that, living here all my life. Yeah, I mean, New York City, you know, you probably think of like Manhattan when you think of New York City, but parts of New York City are part of Long Island. Brooklyn and Queens are actually on Long Island, which is considered New York City. You know, and that goes all the way out to the forks on the East End, the North Fork and the South Fork. But yeah, how many miles? I couldn't say. I have to look that up when I get to work.
W2DQ.
N2PJG. Well, that's too bad. Yeah, I wonder maybe if you get a few guys around you, maybe you guys get something going eventually. I know it's a nice time. Anytime I get out with my club for field day or any of the other special events and things, I like the social part of the hobby. So it's nice to have that. All right, I'm assuming you're 2 hours behind, so almost 5 a.m. there, and it's already that hot. It's only maybe 75 or so here. It's very humid. Like I said, that should go away in a little bit. And no wind right now. supposed to be in the 90s though this week, man. It's gonna be definitely a rough week. So you part of any local clubs down where you are?
I'm sad to say there ain't nothing down here. Plus this would be 3 hours away or 2 hours away. Either which way I look at it. Hey, Roger. W2PJG, KG5, FRQ, Friday. Yeah, I copy that. Well, I'll tell you what, right now we got overcast skies. 79 degrees right now. Humidity's up about 45. We're sitting at 29.74 on the barometer. And 10 mile per hour winds southeast.
But anyhow, it's pretty amazing how it all works. You can connect up to any club. Most of the clubs on Long Island here have All-Star, most of the bigger clubs. So anytime you're traveling or whatever, and where I work, I can reach, this club has two repeaters, 2 meter and 70 centimeter. I can get the 70 centimeter from where I work okay. I'm about 30, 35 miles away, but definitely much clearer with this. And where I live, I can reach it by RF, but it's a little, so I just use this usually. Right, you can do it that way, so it would disallow certain nodes or only allow certain nodes. But if you, like I said, unless your internet router is configured to forward outside traffic to that IP address of your node, then anybody trying to connect is just going to get bounced off by your router anyway. I used to have, in my old apartment, I had it set up that way so anybody could reach it, but where I am now, it's shared internet, so I don't have access to that configuration, so I can't do that anymore.
Yeah, I copy that. Go to the control panel, and I'm running a Superbond ASL All-Star controller page. Anyway, with that, what I can do is I can go in and I can allow or not allow any connections up into my up to my node. I don't have to worry about messing around with the internet box and all that other crap. Hey, Roger. Okay, yeah, no doubt about that. Okay, so, very interesting, first of all. I got a private node here at the house. Well, anybody can connect up to it. It's just, I own the node and everything. So, what I do every morning is I wake up way early in the mornings, between 4 and 6 every day. And have a cup of coffee out here in the at my woodshed. It's a 8x12 kind of barn shed, and I'm facing south, and my node is about 5 to 10 feet away from me. Actually, I've got heating and AC. I've got heating and air conditioning in here, also with fully dressed out. So she's comfortable in the winter, she's comfortable during the summer.
Oh, that's a very nice thing to have AC in there. Again, I can imagine in that climate, I'm sure that comes in handy. I have one of these at home and one in the car, and I have my Android phone is set up with DV switch to act as a mobile node if I connect that way. That's another way to get in. And your home one, it depends on how your router is configured. Most of the time, nobody's going to be able to reach it. But if you have it set up that it's accessible from the internet, then yeah, anybody can see it.
Yeah, all I got to do on my All-Star is just,
Yeah, so the repeater has a node hooked up to it, and your node is connected to our repeater. I'm not sure how you found it, but yeah, any you can connect to any node anywhere of incoming connection as long as you have internet. I'm driving. I'm in my car right now. I have mobile internet in the car, and I have a portable node with me. I could probably reach our repeater from where I am, but it would be a little scratchy.
Anyways, what is your name? PJG. Go ahead.
First name's Peter, but I go by PJ. That's the PJG is my initials. My dad was Peter also, and so they called me PJ since I was a kid, so just kind of stuck around.
Hey, Roger, Roger. Okay, I copy that. So, tell me about this link system I'm on, because this is the first time I've got in here. Over.
That just sounds like you're moving around. That's all. I hear you.
All right. Thank you very much, gentlemen. Get back. See you, Torn Kite. Hey, guys. How do I sound? See you, Torn Kite.
W-Q-D-Q.
Joe, I hear you. You're pretty good.
All right. Thank you very much. That's what I needed to know. I got perfectly readable, I guess. Ozilla static.
Woo! Yeah, that's above my limit. Well, I'm going to have no choice being at work, I guess. It's probably about 100% humidity here right now. It'll go away in a little bit as the sun comes up. But no, that extreme heat here usually comes with a good amount of humidity. I think I wouldn't mind it as much if it was, like they say, a dry heat, you know?
Okay, come in, guys.
Good morning, well, very early morning to you. Yes, N2PJG here, November 2, Papa Juliet Golf. Sorry if I interrupted you guys. I didn't hear anything when I got on. But good to hear you either way.
Yeah, N2PJG, good morning to you. Here is KG5FRQ. Location is Carlsbad, New Mexico, home of the Carlsbad Caverns. Well, we're 35 miles away from the mouth of the cave, but anyway, that's where I'm at. Coming in through All-Star, and just barely found you guys, and thought I'd hop on and see what was happening up in Long Island, New York.
All right, very cool. Yeah, I'm just heading to work. I'm going to grab a nice coffee. I work for the municipality here. I'm a mechanic. So it's going to be a hot day today. Looking like we're getting close to 100, I think. And I'm sure you're no stranger to that down there.
Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely not. We're lucky that I hadn't gone up into the... 110, 115 degree mark yet, but it's gonna get there, that's for sure. I know around us it's gonna be a hot one. We had very low humidity yesterday, about 13%, and when I got in my shed here, it was about I'd say 101 already. And good morning to the mobile station, Kilo Golf 5, Foxtrot Romeo, Quebec, out in Carlsbad, New Mexico. Good morning to you.
Yeah, apparently I can't hit it on two. All right, I guess this is about as good as I'm going to get from where I am. Thank you, PJ. Let me jump back in the car.
Okay, well, it's decent now. I don't know what you got going on, but I can hear you, man.
As long as I'm readable, I guess I'm not full quiet. And let me drive to the next point. I'll be, get back in like 5 minutes.
All right, I'll be. All right now, man, I can hear you a little better.
I'm going to try 2 meters. Hold on.
N2PJG.
JG2SK, portable.
Good morning, Joe. A little scratchy there, but I got you. Just heading to work. What's happening?
Okay, I was talking to another guy there. It was an all-star, too, I think, from down south. Is that any better? I'm just doing a quick test. I'm portable in Bellport.
Yeah, a little bit that time, and sorry if I interrupted anybody. I'll leave space there in case somebody else is trying to get in.
No, no problem. It's okay. So, I'm sorry. You cut off the beginning of transmission. How do I sound? I'm standing here in Bellport. Good morning. This is Joe, KE2NK. How am I making the machine?
Hey, Joe. Doing good. Doing good. A little bit of popping and a crackling, but hear you loud and clear.
Yeah, I'm going to be doing a test in a minute. If you're on in 5 minutes, I'm just doing a test for an Aries event, so I need to go down to a certain point and go portable. We'll see how I sound. Right now, I'm still mobile.
Hey, Roger, Roger. Yeah, okay. Okay, no problem there. Anyway, I'm located down in Carlsbad, New Mexico. Name here is Gardner. Golf Alpha Romeo Delta November Echo Romeo. Coming in on All-Star. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. You sound really good. All right, let me pull over here and do a quick test. I'm going to switch to portable. Give me a minute.
Good morning. This is Kilo Golf 5 Foxtrot Romeo Quebec KG5 FRQ New Mexico.
KE2NK trying to come in on 440. KE2NK, I guess I'm not making it.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's a rough copy for me. I did not understand that.
Am I noisy into the machine? KE2NK mobile.
W2DQ